You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morning, Penny. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What is going on in the world of fashion?
Well, I thought we could talk about the recent Louis Vuitton menswear collection that Pharrell Williams released. It was probably about the 20th of June, I think the show was.
Now, I always associate him with the giant hats because he had that sort of giant hat era. Were there a lot of hats on show, or has he left that in his fashion past as well?
No, there were definitely a lot of hats and accessories that went along with that as well. So he was first announced to be the follow-up creative menswear director for Louis Vuitton in February to follow up from Virgil Abloh, who was another American designer. But that designer had come through architecture and also a Fendi kind of design school with Kanye, and he'd worked for Donda and things like that. But Pharrell Williams, of course, is known as a record producer and a musician and that sort of thing, and he hasn't had any formal training in fashion, so people were like, what the hell?
That's so interesting. I had no idea. I kind of just assumed, not really following his career very much, but seeing that he'd been appointed to this, that he would have some more credentials. But obviously, well, being a swish dresser is enough.
Yeah, interestingly, he does, though. So he has a clothing label called Billionaires Boys Club, which he founded in 2003 with a guy called Nigo, who also created A Bathing Ape and Human Made. And he was actually, he's actually the artistic director of Kenzo. And that only happened in like the past couple of years as well. And so when the opening came up for Louis Vuitton, the menswear side, Pharrell thought that he was going to be pushing his friend Nigo for that position. But in actual fact, the family of LVMH, of the dynasty, thought that Pharrell would be, you know, the better kind of option since Nigo was already working with Kenzo, which is also under that brand. But also Pharrell has worked with Marc Jacobs on the Millionaires sunglasses. I don't know if you remember those, but they were kind of like a staple, like hip-hop kind of sunglasses in the early 2000s.
What did they look like?
They're quite square, and they've got like a gold kind of
a
bit of gold on the side, sort of thing. So everyone kind of thought that this would not really take off, that he didn't really know what he was doing. But in actual fact, it's kind of blended that thing of not just being about fashion. It's all about, like The Guardian has said, it went beyond a fashion show. It was a celebrity showcase, a gig and a party with some clothes thrown in for good measure. It had Jay-Z performing, Beyonce was there, Rihanna, and ASAP Rocky.
I mean, that's all you need at the moment to have a successful fashion show. You can't even get those four people to all come to the Met Gala at the same time, so that's pretty impressive.
It's crazy, eh? And when you think about it, if you think about what Gucci's been doing and how they've been using celebrity a lot more, this kind of totally makes sense, because a fashion show in Paris, everyone goes, oh yeah, okay, I'll look at the pictures, this is great. But when the celebrities are involved, both like attending and also performing or modelling, everybody in the whole world kind of takes notice, you know? Mm.
Yeah, totally. And I guess, I mean, celebrity and fashion has always gone hand in hand, but there's something about the internet age where you can see, you know, things so immediately that people are wearing. It's like a totally different, like, accelerated world that it steps into.
Yeah, and he's been really clever because he's taken an iconic kind of chessboard pattern called, I think it's called Damier, from 1889, and he's re-envisioned that by collaborating with an artist called E.T. Artist, and they've made it kind of like pixelated, like Atari graphics.
Oh, cool.
And it's a digital kind of camo, which Pharrell has called Damoflage instead of camouflage. And there's like three kind of new colorways, and that's been worked into, you know, all the accessories. There's these pearl adorned sunglasses, which I think look like they'd be really annoying to wear, but they look pretty cool.
Fashion is pain.
Yeah, and just even looking at the handbags and things like that, or the man bags, they're all, you know, just they just look really modern, but still carry that total Louis Vuitton flavour, which is really cool.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the little sunglasses now. They do look like they kind of look like the ones in the Matrix that I've forgotten what the character's name is. The one in the big trench coat who gives him the pills. The ones that he wears. They kind of look like that, covered Morpheus. In pills. Morpheus. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So it's. I think it's like. I actually think it's a really, really clever. Thing to do to get, because I mean we all know that Pharrell has always been really stylish.
Yeah, totally. He's a very snappy dresser.
Yeah, and he's always collaborated, you know, like he when he was in the Neptunes he produced Hollaback Girl, Gwen Stefani, his cousin is Timbaland. I mean he's got connections. He you know collaborated with Daft Punk on Get Lucky,
yeah.
Which is like a really, really well known song. I didn't know that he wrote or composed with Hans Zimmer for Despicable Me, that franchise as well.
Because that soundtrack is just like so bizarrely good.
Well, he's really good at writing catchy earworms as well. He knows how to make something
happy.
Yeah, it's already looping in my head. But he knows how to write songs that really get stuck into the zeitgeist. You're right though, Penny. He's a really like consummate collaborator. And I can imagine for any fashion house who's trying to sort of stay relevant, because some of those big houses, particularly the ones that have really aligned themselves with like old money wealth, they're sort of kind of scrambling for ways to be relevant to like a youth and a kind of like contemporary celebrity market. And I feel like getting someone like Pharrell in is actually a really smart move in that sense.
Yeah, definitely. And I just love the fact that he's modernized the chessboard pattern to be that kind of, you know, like computer-like graphic. You know?
I really like really it, cool. actually. It has got a little bit of a Minecraft vibe, I'm not going to lie,
totally.
But it's sort of cool, I think, in that way. So, yeah, if you've got a lot of money and a person in your family who loves Minecraft, maybe this is the fit for you.
Yeah, or Lego, maybe.
I think, is there a photo of him and his kids all in the same pattern, or is that
cute.
A different day?
I don't
a different
know.
Day? Why would it be a different day? I'm pretty sure there is.
That's
and,
cute.
Yeah. It's
very
quite
cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's even brought, like, you know, he grew up in Virginia, and there's a slogan called Virginia is for lovers, and he's reinterpreted that as Virginia is for LVers, so, you know, lovers without the O. And I think it's kind of cool that he's bringing his roots into, you know, this iconic world-known fashion,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I've just seen the photo of him with his kids. It is quite cute. They do look like they've stepped out of
They're
Minecraft.
A bunch of creepers.
They are like...
That is a character in Minecraft. I'm not calling them. Outing myself as a Minecraft weeb.
We've learned a lot this morning. We've got an NERD, a nerd track. Penny, lined up here. What are we going to listen to?
I thought this would be pretty funny. Everybody knows, because I can imagine there would have been a line for the bathroom at this show.
Have a fantastic rest of your morning. We will see you next week.
Thanks. See ya.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the.
All the girls standing in the.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Yeah. Yo, it's been a minute since we expressed ourselves. It takes a lot of courage to say this, but I see sounds.
Your girls are going out tonight. Y'all been planning this all be right. You got something boys can't deny.
Here's a hint.
It's like apple pie. Cut you open and you're just wired. You ain't tired, you wanna cause a riot. Who can say no to you? Wait till they get a load of you.
$100 bills, look.
$100 bills, look. And get a drink, you just laugh.
He talking about an autograph.
You just wanna dance in your reckless path. Close your eyes, see colorful things. You wanna let go, feel wonderful things. Just a bit more, just to get in the lane. So we can enter the brain, you can flip with the pain.
$100 bills.
$100 bills.
Six kids.
about your life and how it is all wrong. Just know if you go outside and see the sun rise as all the stars are gone. Tell your friend they can go. You're okay. You're just chilling with me. Just tell. Wipe your face. Cool down. Have a drink or something. Here's a towel. The party, cuz
all the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
all the girls standing in the
all the girls standing in the
Everybody Knows by NERD, Nerd. Thanks to Penelope Noir this morning for bringing us a bit of Pharrell and Louis Vuitton action from the world of fashion.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.